Hey, it's Casey
and Rachel,
and this is the F show.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. So today is episode 5.
Oh my god.
I know. Well, I mean, technically it's like the 6th one we've recorded, but yeah. We're not counting the 3rd debacle.
Stupid thing.
So yeah, hey, what's up? It is the last day of June.
Oh my god! And guess what? My birthday's on Wednesday.
Yeah.
I'm turning a very insignificant age, though. It's all down here.
Yeah.
All from here.
No. I mean, it's nice. It's like symmetrical.
22.
Yay. Oh, you could sing Taylor Swift.
No, that sounds really annoying.
Yeah.
I was thinking about making my Facebook status, I'm feeling 22. JK, that song's really annoying. Because, like, literally every single person that I'm friends with, they turn 22, and that's, like, their status. I'm feeling 22. I'm like, oh my god, shut up.
I don't know. Like, the first time I heard it, I was like, is this Kesha? Did Kesha, like, take, like, sedatives or something? Because this is not fun. And then I was like, oh, it's Taylor Swift. That explains it.
Yeah.
Not, I mean, you know, whatever about Taylor Swift. But, yeah. She's no Kesha.
True that.
So, yeah. Well, happy early birthday to Casey.
Thanks.
Yeah. So, yeah, last day of June, which is, like, always kind of sad for me. Like, I like the 4th of July because I just, like, love the summer. But I never ever do anything for 4th of July.
You come to my house.
I can't. I actually don't work. I'm supposed to, like, feed my dogs. My parents decided to go on a cool beach vacation. Tallahassee?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the way.
I'm serious. We always go to, we live, like, kind of near a park, and they always, like, have a huge, like, celebration in the park with fireworks and stuff, but it's always, like, country bands playing. So we don't go. We just, like, do our thing at home, and then we go up to Costco, because Costco's on a hill that overlooks the park. Like, everyone goes to Costco. It's, like, the place to be. And everyone just
the hot spot.
Yeah, everyone just parks everywhere and just watch the fireworks at Costco.
I actually might do that.
You are more than welcome to.
Look at this blossoming friendship you are all witness to.
We'll have a lot of food.
Hell yeah. I don't actually work.
A lot of fun.
Thursday or Friday.
We could always go out with some friends.
I'm about to slide.
To a pool bar.
Well, guess what I'm doing 4th of July. last 4th of July, I had, like, a weird anxiety depression attack, so that was fun. But yeah, like, besides that, I usually, like, I like the idea of 4th of July, but then I'm like, God, it's all fucking downhill from here. The summer is over. Like, what is there to do?
That's true.
So, but, you know, whatever.
I love it because it's, like, an extension of my birthday, basically. When I was
celebration
no, when I was little, I honestly thought that the fireworks were for me. Like, I thought they were for my birthday.
That's good.
Because, you know, some people shoot them off early on the 3rd, and then, of course, you have, like, a ton on the 4th, and so I'd be like, oh, it's for my birthday.
You had healthy self-esteem. I like that.
Of course. Everything's about me.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Hell yeah. I don't grow out of that. So, we have a couple actual topics for the day, so aren't you excited? We're gonna try to follow some sort of order.
Go through?
Yeah, yeah. So, I wrote what we did on our summer vacations, because we both went out of town this week.
Our week-long summer vacations.
Summer vacations. Oh, my big one's coming up. Hanging out in the Cowtown. I'm looking forward to it. So, Casey, she's left me for a good long while. So, what'd you do?
Well, I went to Atlanta for a couple of days. Originally, it was just going to be my sister and I going to the One Direction concert. But, then my parents decided to tag along, which ended up being, like, fine because I didn't want to have to pay for anything and, like, drive by myself. So, it was cool. So we went to the, I guess Thursday we got there and we went to The Vortex, which is, like, it was that restaurant I was telling you about that allows smoking, so you have to be over 18. And it actually wasn't that bad. Like, I was expecting, you know, walk in and just, like, smoke to hit me, but it was, like, not even noticeable, I thought.
I feel like not that many people even smoke anymore. So.
Yeah. So anyway, it's, like, a big burger place, and they have, like, weird burgers. Like, one of them is, like, an Elvis-inspired burger, and it has, like, peanut butter and banana slices on it. I don't know. I feel like I'm talking loud.
No, you're like, fine. Trying to adjust the computer. Me. No, you're fine.
So anyway, it was cool. It, you know, was decorated and, like, I feel like, you know, kind of that, not hipstery vibe, but, you know, like, that vibe that you go in and they have, like, crazy posters everywhere and, like,
eclectic.
Yes, eclectic. There you go.
Like a TGI Fridays.
No. But, it was cool. It was a good burger. It was fun. And then Friday, we were...
Wait, did you say which kind you had?
I just got a regular cheeseburger. Okay. Not very adventurous.
Okay, whatever.
You're never fine.
Yeah, that's true.
So anyway, we were staying, like, in downtown Atlanta, so by Coke World and the aquarium and stuff. So we were walking around in that area, and our family has a brick in Centennial Park where the Olympics were held. You could, like, buy a brick at the time and get it put in. Mm-hmm. So we went and found our brick, and then we were walking around, and we, like, walked by the aquarium, and I was like, guys want to go? We're like, yeah, sure. Because last time we were in Atlanta, I think it was 16. So we had done, like, the aquarium in Coke World before. We felt like the aquarium probably would have been a little bit different. And Coke World probably would have been exactly the same as the last time we had gone. So we did the aquarium, and it was fun. I sent Rachel a lot of Snapchats.
Sharks!
Did I send you the Snapchat of those turtles fighting?
Yes! The video.
The funniest
that
thing?
Was great. I made Nishant watch it. Like, why can't I save this?
They were like these little teeny tiny turtles, and they were just like slapping their hands against each other, and it was really funny. But anyway, yeah, it was cool. There were like way too many fucking kids, and I know I want to be a teacher, but like, there's a complete difference between like the 20 or so kids that you have in your class and like the 1,000 kids that are at the aquarium, and like some of them are screaming. So yeah, that was interesting. But it was fun. And then we went back to our hotel and chilled, and Kelly and I went to the concert, and God, there's so many girls. So many teen girls. So many teen girls.
Teen girl squad! Like, sorry. I didn't hear that, like, exact phrase. I didn't have to yell that.
But, I don't know, like, there's just some parts of the One Direction fandom, like, I could say stuff to you and you, like, just wouldn't get it because you're not in it. But, like, there's so many embarrassing girls. And then there were, like, 7-year-olds there with their moms. Like,
hey, listen, you know what?
My
they
mom,
know what they want from an early age, okay?
Yeah, that's true. But, like, my mom would have never taken me to any sort of concert when I was 7. Like, especially a boy band. Like,
a boy band?
No. Nah.
That would give you inappropriate thoughts.
But anyway, we got there and I found my Blue Moon bar and I got Blue Moons all night. And, like, the third time I went, the bartender was like, oh, my regular! And I was like, hey.
He's probably drinking heavily, too, at, like, a One Direction
probably,
concert.
Probably. But actually, I had, like, a pretty good seat because I was by their B stage. Mm-hmm. At, like, a second stage that they went to. I was only 3 seats away from that, so that was, like, cool. Ridiculous. But, you know, they had to have, like, security dudes there so girls wouldn't, like, try to, like, jump on that stage or anything.
Fair enough.
And, God, like, during, like, before they came on, they played, like, a One Direction, like, they have a perfume coming out, so they played their commercial on the screens, and, like, all the girls started screaming. I was like, this is stupid, like, it's just a commercial, no one cares. And, I looked over at the 2 security guards by me, who, by the way, they were, like, pretty cute, and, they were both just looking at each other and shaking their heads. I was like, I feel so bad for you guys right now. I kind of want to hit on you, because you're both really cute, too. But I didn't, because I was too scared, because I was by myself at a One Direction concert, so I wasn't going to do anything. But, these girls in front of me, like, took out their camera and went to take a picture of the 2 security guards. She, like, didn't even say anything, just, like,
hey,
moved her camera
cute,
to them.
Whatevs.
And I was like, sis, you need to calm down.
Sis, yes.
The both of them looked at each other again, and they were like, nope, and they turned around. So she took a picture of their backs. It was really funny. Anyway, the concert was fun, it was cool. We got free Chips Ahoy after, because Nabisco is sponsoring the tour. So I guess they're handing out free, like, Nabisco products at, like, each entrance or whatever. So that was fun, and then we came home on Saturday. And basically this past week, I've just been hanging out at home. I'm moving back home in a couple weeks, so I've been, cleaning out my room and doing all that fun stuff.
I just got, like, a shit ton of hair products and, like,
skin
stuff from Casey's. Like, yeah, I'm putting this out. I'm like, yes, hit me up.
I didn't want to throw it out, so I was like,
oh,
you want to try any of this?
I've, like, never used, like, hair stuff before. I'm like, okay, I'm going to blow dry my hair and then maybe put it in a bun. And it works for me. So, but I'm excited to, like, actually try stuff because, like, I don't know. Like, I try, like, straightening my hair not every, like, 14 months, I guess, and it always looks like shit, and I'm always like, wow, I hate this, so I look better with curly hair, but I never have any curly hair products.
But now she has a shit ton.
Now I do.
My hair used to curl, I was telling Rachel earlier, but now it just doesn't hold a curl anymore for some reason, so there's no need for me to keep them.
Sad life. And mine doesn't hold a style. I'm lucky it's, like, naturally wavy, because, like, if I curl it, like, with heat, like, with, like, a curling iron or, like, hot rollers, it doesn't stay unless I, like, I'll, like, put my hair around the curling iron and then hairspray it, like, mm-hmm. as it's on the curling iron, like, oh, kind of burn it a little bit, and get nice Shirley Temple curls. So, you know, not worth it. Yeah, so that was exciting.
Woohoo!
What did I do? Oh, I work. No, actually, you know what? I didn't work this week. I worked two shifts this week. I came my way. Well, listen. I listened to a lot of Stevie Nicks this week. What else did I do? I drank some vodka this week, and then I went on a beach vacation. It wasn't really a vacation. It was, like, 2 days. But I went to really nice beach, like 3 hours, you know, away from here, like, south. I felt like a grown-up. I, like, went on a vacation with my boyfriend, and I was like, oh, I have a hotel room. I'm an adult. This is awesome. So that was cool. I got a million bug bites because we went to the beach at night. And I, like, actually saw stars for, like, you can see, like, 3 stars from here, but, you know.
Oh, I could take you to the Greenway. We live by this, like, 800-acre area of land.
Oh, shit.
Go out there. That's where I saw my first shooting star, actually.
Well, Pretty cool. All right. Well, I didn't see any shooting stars. I saw, like, the regular kind, and it was really cool. And, I don't know. I was like, I really want to go for, like, a swim at night, but, you know, seeing the beginning of Jaws, I know how this goes. Even though I doubt there are any great white sharks in the Gulf of Mexico in, like, 2 feet deep water, but whatever. Anyway, so, yeah, that was pretty cool. I only got sunburned on, like, my boobs, so, you know, that was great. Now it's a tan, so I'm happy. I just went at the beach all day and kind of lazy, and it was cool. And I really want to buy a king-size bed, because that's amazing. I don't know if you were, like, really, like, you sleep with, like, somebody, like, since a night, and it's, like, nice, like, you want to cuddle, but then you, like, need your own damn space, and, like, a full or, like, a twin, it's, like, oh, my God, get away from me, like, I want you to be there when I wake up, but I don't want to, like, touch you right now. I'm really, like, fidgety, so, like, I'm not good at sleeping with people. King size bed, I just need to get one. You can sleep, like, diagonally in opposite directions and not touch. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I like touching. That's nice. So, yeah, that was the most exciting part. we put out I asked people for suggestions of what we should do on our podcast, and usually people just don't
respond
to it at all.
Thanks. Thanks,
but,
guys.
Yeah, we actually had some responses. One we're going to get
Rachel
into.
Rachel did. My friends don't.
Yeah, well, that's... I don't know what to say. So I had one that we'll address later, and then I had an Anon tell me that we should talk about the color turquoise.
I think it's a pretty color.
I think it's a very pretty color. It's one of my favorites. I like blue cool tones. I like greens. I like blues. Mixing them together, the best thing. So, yeah, which is the color of the ocean that I visited this week. So
I have a lot of, like, kind of a turquoise shirts.
Turquoise, I think it's a good color on anyone. Like, I can't really think of anyone, like, it's a bad color on.
Yeah.
Like, some colors, you know, like, you don't do, you know.
Yeah.
I don't really look good in brown or, like, black. Everyone looks good in turquoise. Some people look good in yellow. They look good in turquoise.
Like me.
Oh, no?
I don't know.
I probably don't. I don't know. I like my hair, like, contrasts with a lot of stuff. Cause
I think
it's really
a lot
dark,
of the darker skin tones look better in yellow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Makes it pop. Yeah, yellow can make some people look kind of sallow.
Like me.
Oh, well. Well, it's okay. I've been using the word sallow a lot. We took, like, family pictures. That was loads of fun. We did that, like, the day after I came back from the beach.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my dad thinks he knows everything, but he doesn't. And my dad and I have similar coloring, which is, like, kind of, like, we have, like, really dark hair. Actually, he has mostly gray hair now, but naturally he has dark, almost, like, really dark brown, almost black hair, and, like, he's kind of, like, ruddy color. Like, he's, like, a reddish tone. I feel like a lot of grown, like, white dudes are, like, reddish.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I don't know. And, like, dark eyes. So, he's, like, trying to wear this, like, black pinstripe shirt. I'm like, don't do that. Don't do the opposite of that. Don't do that. And he finally did it. And so, I look cute. My mom wearing white shirts. And my brother and my mom are the same color. And they're, like, tan and blonde and green-eyed. I'm just like, well, that's nice for you. We did, like, my brother had a pink shirt on and khakis, and I had a blue shirt on and khakis, and I had a white shirt on and jeans, and it was cute. But we all look really ugly in pictures, even though I think we're, like, a cutish family. So, you know. Anyway, color turquoise is good. Also suggested to talk about sharks. which are, like, one of my favorite animals, great white sharks in particular.
Yeah, I feel like Rachel could talk about sharks.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just want to tell you right now that I like them. I don't think I should go into...
I did get her shark fin ice cubes for Christmas.
Oh, my God, you did. Oh, no, the skull. I didn't get the skull ice cube tray back
from you.
Oh, yeah,
here.
Yeah, I got shark fin. One Christmas, I got shark fin ice cube trays. I got shark fin salt and pepper shakers. I got a giant stuffed great white shark that's, like, 3.5 feet long. For one birthday, I got... Two separate people got me two separate pairs of shark socks. Like, yeah, I'm about sharks. Yeah, I can't, I don't have the time to go into my shark love.
Yeah,
but
we'll
just know that I like them a lot. My background is a shark. I asked, like I said, I asked for suggestions, and my lovely friend, Miss at Onion Julius, you might not. No, it's not. That's not anyone's name. I don't know if she wants her name out. Yes. Her name is Onion Space Julius. Her given name. Anyway.
What up, Onion?
What up?
Thanks for the suggestions.
Yes, thank you so much. Since, like I said, no one ever fucking comments on anything. Anyway, so she actually suggested talking about the Band versus the Doors because there was, like, some classic rock band poll in which I voted for Fleetwood Mac. Because she loves Fleetwood Mac, and I'm coming around to them. And we'll get into that later. But anyway, I was like, yeah, I'll vote for you. I'll vote for them. Only because the Band lost to the damn Doors. But I don't really have much comments about the Doors, because I'm not as familiar with them as maybe I should be. Are you an expert on the Doors, Casey?
Negative.
No? Okay. Well, I know that I like the Band better, and everyone should listen to the Band. I don't have time also to talk about the Band, so.
Actually, the Doors. I do remember.
I like them, but.
In Happy Endings, there's an episode where Brad and Jane are, like, house-sitting for a house in the suburbs, and Brad is trying to find their door because some, like, stupid teenage kids took it or whatever, and he runs into this kid, this group of people, and they all have doors, and he's like, give me my door back! And he, like, takes it back, and he's like, wait, what are you guys supposed to be? And they're like, the Doors.
Oh, for Halloween. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's Halloween.
Yeah, I was like...
Did I not say that?
I don't know. You might have.
Anyway,
second glass of wine here.
That's what it made me think. So, yeah.
Yeah, like
that's just me. TV show references. You can ask my friends. Actually, someone actually said, you know, does Casey watch everything? So basically,
yeah. And Casey said, yes.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah, so the Band versus the Doors, the Band comes out on top. Maybe we'll do like a classic rock post for people who are actually interested, because I feel like everyone's not, and I don't really blame them, but, you know. So we're just going to talk about music in general.
Yeah.
I'm going to let Casey take over from here because she has a giant-ass sticky note full of music she's been listening to.
Whoops. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like last summer was, like, what?
Nothing.
No. We're good. Last summer was, like, a big One Direction summer for me, but, like, from all the people I met...
The Dark Ages.
Yeah, the Dark Ages. It wasn't really a dark age. It was a fun time in my life. But, all the people I met gave me, like, really good music suggestions, so, like, my music taste has expanded, I feel like. And I found a lot of people who, not necessarily I wouldn't have listened to before, but, like, I probably wouldn't have found, because it's not, like, people who have gotten big yet, I guess. I just have some suggestions for our listeners, if you like music.
You should, because it's really weird for someone not to like music. Like... Not, like, certain types of music, but I've heard that, though. Like, people are like, oh, I'm not really into that.
Like, yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Do you have a soul?
Do you listen to... Or, like, people who don't have TVs. Like, what do you do?
My roommate, like, I love her to death, but, like, she just, like... I don't know. Like, I don't know what she does.
Is it
like,
annoying roommate? Or weird roommate?
It's weird roommate.
Oh.
Which is, like, my occasional best friend. Just kidding. She usually is. But, like, I don't know. We're, like, really... It's really weird for us to be friends because, like, I'm really... Like, I'm super into, like, all kinds of media, but she, like... Doesn't really use the internet that much. She, like, doesn't really listen to, like, she listens, like, what's on the radio.
What does she do?
I don't know. Honestly, like, I was thinking about that. I'm like, what does she do with her time? I don't know. She works a lot. You know, she'll, like, she watches TV, but it's, like, I mean, I don't know. I'm not really into, like, Law and Order, SVU, but I know a lot of people are. She'll watch, like, crime shows a lot. She's watching the fucking Big Bang Theory today. I just, like, sat there and was like, she's gonna be on my computer. but, yeah, she doesn't really do... A lot. Anyway, so, like, I don't know. I feel weird. I feel like you have, I don't know. I feel like a connection with music is important, no matter, like, what kind it is. Actually, she listens to country music, which is weird. so, I don't know. Anyway, Yeah, so people who like music. as most of us do. So here, Casey has some things to talk about.
So I have a list of suggestions, and then I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 little snippets of songs for my suggestions, and then Rachel has some suggestions as well, but hers are not modern. But that's still cool, because hers are very good
suggestions. I mean, I like modern music, just we're getting into some modern, okay?
Yeah. So anyway, my first one is Aluna George, and it's two people, and guess what their names are? Aluna and George. And Aluna is the singer, and George does all of the, like, electronic, like, music-y stuff. And they are both British, and she's really pretty, and I think George is kind of cute, in, like, a nerdy-looking way. but they have, like, a very, like, kind of electronic sound, but it's not as annoying as, like, electronic or house music. So I will just play you a section of their song, Your Drums to Your Love, that I really like. So... So anyway, Luna does the singing, and I really like her voice, and then George does all of the electronic stuff, and all of their songs are, like, really good, and their album is coming out, I think, either this month or next month, because right now they just have, like, a bunch of, like, EPs and, like, remixes and stuff, but all of their sound is pretty much, like, all of that, and I really like it. Next on my list is Betty Who, and she's this really cute Australian girl who, I think she's 20, which makes me feel stupid, because she's younger than me, but she, I think, has been, like, chilling out in New York and doing music stuff, and all she has out is an EP with 4 songs, but, they're all really good songs, and they're all free to download on her SoundCloud page, so you should go download it, but, she also has the same kind of, like, feel, but hers sounds definitely a lot more 80s, and I'm really digging it, so this is her song, You're in Love, just part of it. So anyway, she definitely has like a, I think it's like an 80s sound.
I like that.
But all of her songs are really fun too. She has one slow one, but I don't know. I have to be in like a certain mood to listen to like really slow songs, but her slow song, like I totally listen to whatever. Next on my list is Charlie XCX, and she is like one of my favorites right now, and she is also 20, which sucks because she's younger than me. But she like has been writing forever, and her album recently came out, and it's all, like, really good, and she's definitely got, like, the pop electronic feel, too, and I feel like a lot of people that I follow on Tumblr that like her call her, like, their goth pop is kind of what she sounds like, but, she's really great. She commented on that whole Grimes thing about, like, women in the music industry and stuff, and she agreed with Grimes, so, like, Charlie XCX is awesome. I don't know. I like her a lot. But anyway, this is You, Ha Ha Ha, and I really like seeing this in the car, because she's basically talking about how, like, a dude fucked up, and in the music video, they're, like, going around shooting everything, so, like, it's totally Cassandra's feel.
You, Ha Ha Ha. I like that title.
Yeah. So, anyway, here's part of it. Anyway, I like how that song's produced, and I liked all the background stuff, and then, you know, she's just like, you fucked it up, I was wrong, or I was right, you were wrong, kind of thing, so I like that. Okay, I'm just gonna go through the next couple ones really quickly. I don't have, like, samples for these, but Iconopop is, like, a Swedish kind of pop group. You probably heard their song, I Love It.
I don't care, I love it.
But anyway, all of their stuff is, like, really good, and I like them a lot, and it's two women, and they're just super cool. The National, their new album, is really fun. I have to be in a certain mood to listen to their song, though, because they have kind of a slow feel. But the National is like kind of like slowish rock. I don't really know how to describe it.
I am a fan because of they did the great great Reigns of Castamere.
Oh yeah, yeah, they did do the Reigns of Castamere. So if you guys have heard that song in Game of Thrones, then you know what the National sounds like. I really love the singer's voice, though. I don't know. It's like really perfect. Grizzle Kicks is our two guys. And they are rappers, but they, like, aren't, I don't know, they're not, like, what you would think of rappers here in the United States, like Lil Wayne and all that shit. They're, like,
I feel
fun.
Like it ends on the rapper.
Yeah, they're, like, fun rappers, and they sing, too, and they're really, really cute. Probably seen me reblog them. And, I don't know, their music is really fun. They have an album coming out in September, though, which sucks, because I wanted their new album to be, like, my summer jam, and it's not going to be my summer jam, but whatever.
You should make it. Oh, go ahead, sorry. Should you make your summer jam, M.A.'s Bring the Noise?
Oh, yeah. So, next is, I don't know, it's T-N-G-H-T. So, usually in my head, I just say T-N-G-H-T really fast. Obviously, it's supposed to be, like, Tonight, but I don't know if they call themselves Tonight. But they're, like, very electronic-y, like, not funky. I don't know. They're fun, too. They have an EP out, and they have a new song called Acrylics, and Acrylics is in the trailer for The World's End by, whatever that guy's name is, Nick Frost. My friend Hannah would hate me for not knowing that. Anyway, this is Acrylics, and I don't know, I like this song. It's just, like, fun. There's no singing, though. DJs just, you know, doing their thing, but I like their stuff. It's fun.
Sorry.
It's okay. I'm just gonna go through the rest really quickly because they're all really good, but I won't just, like, I'll just say you need to listen to them. The Weeknd, I know his stuff is old, but I really like it. I just got into it. It's really good.
Wait, is that the boy band, or is that a different thing I'm thinking of?
No, that's The Wanted.
Okay.
Yeah, no, The Weeknd is just this Canadian, like, R&B guy. It's really, really good. Dragonette, she's got a cool sound. You probably heard one of her songs, can't think of the name, in a commercial. Disclosure is also kind of like an electronic band, and I had one of their songs to play, but I'm not going to do it, but it's featuring Aluna George, so it's cool that they're working together. Example is kind of like a rapper, but not really. I don't know. His stuff is fun. The next one I put in for my friend Hannah, The Mountain Goats. If you've not listened to their stuff, he writes, like, John Darnielle basically is just, like, really cool. My friend Hannah always says, like, the day that John Darnielle disappoints her is the day that she, like, stops living, because he's, like, awesome. He just writes, like, really, I don't know, a lot of stuff that's, like, things that you've probably gone through, and so I don't know. I feel like it's very personal, and it just makes sense.
I've never actually listened to them, but I feel like I read about them in, like, a John Green book in high school. So that's what I said. I mean, not necessarily bad. In high school, like,
yeah,
John Green
school,
is
yeah.
cool. But, like, I don't know. It's what I think of. I'm like, teenage angst. So,
no, they're really nice. They're really good.
Not in a bad way.
Also, Jessie Ware. I haven't listened to her stuff too much, but it's another one of those, like, artists where I have to be in a certain mood to listen to it, because it's not, like, super slow, but it's definitely, like, that type of music. Noosa is also slow, gonna be in the right mood, at least for me, but, her stuff is really cool. And then Bastille, I don't know if anyone, you people probably have heard at least Pompeii. You people that are listening, I probably heard Pompeii by Bastille, it's really good. Bastille's cool. You should listen to them. And then finally, Two Door Cinema Club, they have a fun, like, kind of rock, electronic feel, and I really like both of their albums. So, yeah, those are my music recommendations, and now Rachel has some.
And who have that many? Like, I don't know, I feel like I listen to, like, reliable, not reliable, but, like, I listen to, like, the same stuff. A lot of times, like, I definitely, I used to be a total asshole and be like, I only like music made past, like, 1975 and earlier, because I was exactly like my father. But, like, I still really like, I like good classic rock, not necessarily, I don't consider all of it good.
She's, like, pretentious.
And I used to be so fucking pretentious. Like, I'm definitely so much better about, like, understanding other people's, like, tastes and stuff. I'm still a little pretentious, but
a little.
I'm not, I used to be, like,
classic rock. I am too.
Purist asshole. I was like, I don't like rap. But then I'm like, there's all kinds of fucking rap. There's all kinds of fucking rock. Like, there's all kinds of fucking everything.
It's
like,
not just all Lil Wayne or Nickelback.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I like a lot of different stuff. I wrote a little, I was thinking, I actually got to work the music on my beach trip for the way down. And I was thinking about, like, the
compilation?
Not compilation, but, like, the makeup of, like, my iPod is basically, like, it's, like, 25 to 30%, like, solid, like, traditional, like, classic rock songs. Got a lot of, like, Led Zeppelin, Rolling Stones, The Who, The Band. And then, like, 15 to 20% is, like, loud, like, aggressive, like, music. I've got, I fucking love MIA. Like, oh my god, I love her so much. Her new single, I was kind of iffy on it first, but then I listened to it a bunch of times.
I feel like that happens with, like, a lot of songs. Like, you're always iffy at first, but then you're like, maybe I should get another listen. And then you give it, like, another listen.
No,
and
I fucking another love
listen.
This.
And you're like, oh my god, I need to listen to this forever.
Yeah, bring the noise. I've been looking forward to her fucking album coming out for over a year, because her Bad Girls came out, the single.
Oh shit, that was a long time ago.
February 2012. I actually bought it on iTunes, so. Damn. Maya, you're, like, the only person I'll do that for. And then she's like, yeah, I want my album to come out in the summer, because everyone's, like, wearing less clothes, and it's really fun. And it didn't come out in the summer. And then she's like, oh, no, it's going to come out in the winter. Didn't come out in the winter. We're in summer 2013, so we'll see how that goes. She's fucking incredible. And she is, like, 37, 38, which you would not think. She looks like she's, like, 25, and she raps like she's 25. She's amazing. I love her. She's, like, really sexual, or, like, raps about, like, you know, like, these, like, social political issues that you wouldn't really catch if you listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, without, like, thinking about it, like, oh, shit, MIA, you got some shit to say. And then I'd say, like, the rest of my iPod, like, 60 to 55% is just, like, sad music to listen to at, like, 4 a.m. when you're drunk. I'm just like, oh, I've made so many mistakes in my life. Not that I have, but, like, it's the kind of music that makes you think about that, like, Amy Winehouse, Back to Black will always, forever, like, I've loved her since, like, 2007. She will always be my heart. She's always my go-to drunk music, and I love her. But yeah, I haven't really got anything lately. Like, most of the stuff I'm listening to, even if it's, like, new material, it's, you know, people I've listened to for a while, but...
Like me. Just kidding.
Yeah.
She called me Miss Cultured Music. She wrote me a note on here. She's like, Miss Cultured Music. Like, I can hear it.
Miss Cultured Music, ma'am. Yeah, so my same friend, Miss, who recommended that we talk about the band versus the Doors.
Onion.
She loves, like, Stevie Nicks, and she loves her the most, so she posts about her a lot, and I've never really, like, so, like, I used to be a lot like my dad, so, like, he's really into, like, classic rock and blues, but it's only, like, particular artists, so for a while, like, if I didn't, he didn't listen to them, like, I wasn't, like, exposed to, like, certain bands. So, like, I've never really listened to Fleetwood Mac, because I guess he wasn't that into them. And, like, I have a little bit. I'm like, oh, I mean, they're okay. Like, I really like some of their songs, but, you know, I'm not, like, super obsessed. But, like, I fucking love Stevie Nicks. Now, I don't know a lot about Stevie Nicks, but, like, literally everything I've read about her, I'm like, oh, my God, you are a beautiful witch goddess queen, and I want to be exactly like you.
Yep.
So, yeah, I've been listening to her stuff a lot. It's mostly, like, her popular shit, so don't, like, get excited. I don't know a lot of things yet, but there's, somebody made, this playlist on Spotify that I've been listening to, and I've been obsessed with Rhiannon for approximately a week, but listened to it, like, 70 times. So here's some Rhiannon. So, I mean, you probably know that song, but I've just been really excited about, like, being in touch with my femininity, and I want to dance, like, in the ocean, under the moon. I kind of did that, actually, at the beach, because it's really dark. I was like, nobody can see me, I'm gonna just spin around in the ocean and be in touch with, like, my inner goddess. So, I get in certain moods sometimes, and I'm like, okay, I want to dress like I'm a 1960s, 1970s, like, beautiful witch goddess, basically. So, I'm looking for a bunch of flowy shit, if anyone has a hot word about where to get any of that. I went to a bunch of thrift stores, and I was very disappointed. So, that's fun. Anyway, so yeah, I've been, like, super obsessed with Stevie Nicks and 80s pop. I've always been obsessed with 80s pop, honestly. Like, I really don't like 80s rock. I feel like a lot of, like, the annoying hair metal that, like, shitty dudes listen to. But I will forever and ever, like, Come On Eileen by Dixie's Midnight Runners.
Actually, I saw a thrift store in Paris called Come On Eileen.
That's awesome. I would go there. I would give them all my money. Anyway, like, I just love, like, random ass, like, one-hit wonders. It's really, like, 80s pop. I listened to David Bowie's Cat People for a good, like, week.
Pretty
like,
sure she sang that on her last one. Or maybe it was just to me. Like, I very well might have.
Yeah, I love it so much. So, yeah, I like 80s pop forever. Someone also said that we should talk about Kanye West. I don't know how well equipped I am to talk about Kanye West. Like,
no, obviously he's very gifted musically.
Yeah, obviously. Like, I mean, I don't have a lot of, like, the amount of social commentary skills.
Oh, I don't know
to speak about Kanye or to be on Kanye's level.
Although I did watch a YouTube video that was, like, a compilation of samples that he's done in his songs. It was, like, amazing because he, like, picks the perfect samples for his songs and then he uses them really well. And I was very impressed with, like, because it showed, like, the original, like, version of the song with, like, the section that he sampled. And then it showed, like, his song with the part that he had used. And it was really, really cool. So I thought that was cool.
I think, yeah, I've been listening... Not necessarily against my will, but boyfriend got, you know, half of the music in his car, so he got to do the music half the time. So basically, since Yeezus came out, I've probably listened to the album in its entirety, like, 10 times. Not even by my own, like, I've listened to it myself a couple times. And yeah, like I said, like, I feel like I don't really have, like, necessarily a place to, like, comment. I don't have a good, like, hip-hop rap background. But yeah, I feel like Kanye is kind of a total asshole, but I feel like he's also, like incredibly gifted and talented. Like, he knows what he's talking about. If he's gonna, like, go hard, like, talking about something, he knows it. And I think a lot of times, like, he gets written off as, like, oh, he's just an arrogant, like, jerk. Like, look, he wrote a song called I Am a God, but no one's gonna, like, listen.
Actually. Yeah, and obviously he's not saying he's a god. Like, it's kind of,
I mean, he might be. I don't know. Kanye does what Kanye does. But, like, no one's going to listen to, like, New Slaves and be like, people are going to listen to New Slaves. And I understand the point. But, like, I feel like a lot of people aren't.
Yeah, they're definitely going to miss the point.
He...
Mainly just, like, older white conservatives who don't know what the fuck is going on in the world.
Or younger white liberals. Anyone, really. No, I feel like he's a lot smarter and more savvy than people give him credit for. Mm-hmm. But I also do feel like he's, you know, sometimes super crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't have a lot to say about that. I liked Yeezus. I didn't think it was the best album I've ever heard in my life, but
there are definitely some good songs, and there are definitely some not-so-good songs, but, I mean, I feel like that's true for most albums.
Yeah. So, not very well established. The same person asked me to talk about pancakes and breakfast food, I believe. I'll have a short thing to say about that. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, okay? I'm going to rank these in the order that I like them. Actually, I'm not. I think I like lunch, dinner, and then breakfast. I love breakfast food. I don't like to eat it at breakfast. I have to eat, like, a smoothie or, like...
I feel that.
Or, like, a piece of toast or something. I can't eat, like, meat for breakfast. It, like, grosses me out so much. I also eat breakfast at, like, noon, which is often. So, yeah, I really like breakfast food. I don't like it for breakfast. I do not fuck with grits or sausage. Like, which one?
Both.
Ugh, actually, God.
Like grits. Ugh. Sausage is okay.
I wasn't born here. I don't eat nasty, uncooked
rice. She's not
rice.
A girl raised in the South, guys. Basically.
I'm not a Southern Belle. Yeah, I'm... Fuck grits.
Grits are so good.
Ugh.
Gotta have them right, though. My dad will make grits, and my mom will make grits, and my mom will completely fuck it up, but she'll make it the exact same way as my dad. I don't know what the hell she does, but my dad's grits are, like...
My dad does, like, a lot of the cooking in my house, too, apparently, since I left.
Yeah, my dad does, too.
My dad's, like, I was gonna say, just pretty pretentious, so... It's always, like, fancy shit if my dad's gonna cook.
Here's my rank. It goes in order, basically, I think. Breakfast, and then lunch, and then dinner. Because, like, breakfast, I love breakfast foods. Like, I will eat a Belgian waffle every day for the rest of my life. It's so fucking good. But I also have to have scrambled eggs, because I need protein somewhere in there.
I will eat scrambled eggs for breakfast, yes. That is something I like.
So I love breakfast foods. Lunch, it's okay. You don't really have to do too much cooking, because I usually just make a sandwich inside of a pita, and that's about it, with a salad and Greek yogurt. And then dinner, I fucking hate cooking. Like, I despise it.
I really thought you liked it. I don't know why.
No, like... I hate cooking. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at it. I'm not creative with cooking. You have to give me a recipe so I can follow it exactly. Otherwise, I'm going to fuck it up. And it just sucks. So, yeah, cooking. Don't like it. Hate dinner. You can cook dinner for me and I'll love it, but just don't like dinner.
I like to eat it. I don't necessarily like to cook it because I'm not that good.
I just don't like... I don't know. I feel like... I don't know. I like breakfast food, man. Dinner is just boring.
Depends.
It's not boring. I don't know.
A lot of my food is multi-purpose. breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Yep.
I'm going to stick with lunch, dinner, and breakfast. I'll eat breakfast food for dinner. I'll eat cereal at all points of the day. Let me just tell you about some Frosted Mini Wheats. Hell yeah.
I like breakfast for dinner, too. That's
I believe...
my jam. I did that tonight, actually.
I actually believe somebody... I think they specifically asked me to talk about pancakes... and I really don't like pancakes, honestly.
Really? Yeah, because I have some gluten and dairy-free frozen pancakes from Trader Joe's that I need to get rid of.
Oh, sorry. Somebody probably in my house with them. I like half of a pancake. I think Mitch Hedberg once, like, had a joke. He was like, you know, like, waffles are so much better than pancakes, because, like, you're really excited for pancakes. Halfway through, you're like, I'm so bored of this. Like, I hate this.
And they
so
also
much.
Have the little... holes for syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Syrup holes.
Yeah, waffles are, like, have less mass, and they're more interesting to eat. You can, like, put syrup in the middle and then kind of, like, make a little maze. You know, you can do all kinds of things with waffles.
I will say, though, I went out to breakfast the other day with my friend Laura, and she shared her sweet potato pancakes with me. Those were good.
Yeah.
Those were good. I mean, and then you dip them in cinnamon butter syrup. That shit was good.
Good lord.
That was good. Ooh. I'm gonna
have one. so that's our breakfast and pancake stance. Someone also asked us to talk about, like, what happened in Texas, and so, like, with the whole, like, abortion, Winnie Davis, Letitia Van De Putte thing.
We both followed it, like, we both watched it, but
just
don't feel like we have the adequate, like, knowledge for it. We obviously don't live in Texas, so we don't know what that is like.
Obviously we disagree with the, like, abortion bill, but, like, I just feel like I come from a place where I have a very shallow knowledge of a lot of things.
Yeah, same.
And if someone wants to talk about something, I'll understand what it is and I'll, you know, listen. But I don't feel comfortable, like, commenting on current events like I know anything. Because I don't.
Same. Unless it's education. You got me all about it. But yeah, I don't. I don't know.
So,
like Rachel said, I have a very shallow knowledge of what Tumblr provided during that whole shit show of what the whole SB5 was and all of that. But yeah, can't hold more than how long we've been talking about it, minute conversation.
I don't feel like I'm not an authority on the subject. So there's, you know, abortion shit happened with Ohio and Texas. There's the whole, is that Voting Rights Amendment thing? That Voting Rights Act, not Amendment.
Act.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm like two glasses of wine in. Two big-ass glasses of wine in. Like,
I don't know,
as big
I kept
as my
seeing,
face.
Opposing, like, different information on the Voting Rights Act, so I'm not really sure. Not really sure what, like I said, can't really talk to you about it. Like, I would understand if you told me, but I don't have a lot of knowledge on it.
Basically, I believe they ruled it, like, unconstitutional.
Oh, yeah, I know
so
that, but I'm not...
So, states can now, like, implement literacy tests and all kinds of shit, like, identification.
Isn't it, like, states that already had...
Basically, it's racist states. Like, let's get real. Like,
all of the southern states.
It's a lot of southern states that are like, oh, you have to have ID now. You have to, I mean, like, you know, old people that have been voting for, like, 40 years and maybe they don't drive. Like, you know, they just have to, they have to take, like, literacy tests. Like, it's just uncomfortable stuff that isn't okay. And a lot of it does affect, like, people of color disproportionately.
Oh,
Like I said, I don't know enough to be an authority subject. I know that it's fucked up, like, yep. The ruling.
Very disappointed of you.
Yeah.
SCOTUS.
But then that, I feel like no one's talked about that. It's like, yay, DOMA, yay, like, yeah, I mean, which is great, like, which is good.
It's been very, disproportionate.
The coverage. Yeah. But,
of course,
you know.
The media's fucked up, too. But
yeah. So, yeah, but I also saw a lot of people like, nobody's talking about the VRA. Nobody's talking about this abortion thing. But, like, I saw a lot of shit about the VRA. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
A lot of it also has to do with the media, too. Because the media didn't talk about anything in Texas, either. Which, I read, like, a tweet that said, you know, Wendy Davis brought up the whole abortion thing. But she, like, inadvertently brought up the whole, like, media. How they ignore a lot of shit that's happening that a lot of people don't ignore.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. So anyway, we're not going to talk about that anymore because we don't really know enough to talk about it, and our podcast is getting pretty long.
That's fine. I'm going to talk about how I don't know, I think I've deleted all the fucking idiots from my Facebook after, like, election season, like, at certain points during the year, and then I see people, like, in support of Paula Deen, like...
I've not seen anybody. All right, guys.
It's, like, people I'm related to, which is, like, girly. Well... I don't need to talk about it. It's very upsetting to me. Oh, Paula Deen, she should be given a chance. Like, everyone says things they're, like, sorry for. I'm like, yeah, everything says things they're sorry for. But, like, oh, thank you. I, like, read the whole, like, case thing. And it wasn't even necessarily all about, like, Paula Deen. It was about her brother being a fucking pig. And racist, sexist, like, piece of shit. And Paula Deen, oh, she just used the N-word during a robbery. Like, fuck no, she did not. She said that to another white woman in her restaurant, and, like, it's fucked up. Like, there's no reason for her to do this, and it was really disgusting and racist.
I have seen that she's been dropped by, like, 10 times so far.
She's like, oh, y'all feel, just throw a stone at me if you've never sinned. I'm like, Paula Deen.
Shut up.
Go cook with some butter. Some butter. Better in all oil. Just think of Kristen Wiig's thing. So, yeah, this is our super important coverage of current events.
Where we don't really say anything about
current
events.
We don't know shit. yeah, so that's
there's shit happening.
I know.
At least we know that one.
Another thing that, it's really sad, like, I can always talk really pretty extensively. I can have good arguments about, like, stuff and like, the about made-up shit, like books and TV. I'm like, I'll argue with this.
A Song of Ice and Fire theories? I could talk to you for days.
I will go hard for Skyler White, but I can't tell you what's happening. And, you know, I can't tell you what's happening, but I feel like there's so much stuff you need to know, and I don't feel, like, authoritative just saying, well, I read this on Tumblr, and I read this on, you know, CNN or whatever. I can say something really quick.
Okay.
There was this church I used to go to in, like, high school, and they were, like, all pretty cool. Everyone was, like, 30 years old, and, like, they were pretty cool, and the pastor was, like, super moderate, and he's not, like, super political, which I really appreciate for pastors, honestly. He actually did this thing, like, during the presidential debates, where the only thing he would post during the debates is, like, who had the better tie. And so, like, and I think it ended up almost, like, being a tie, like, oh, well, Romney won this one.
Tie on ties.
Romney won this one, Obama won this one, like, I like his tie better, like, you know, which I appreciate, and, like, obviously I'm sure he has, like, his own beliefs, but I thought it was pretty cool and rare for, like, a pastor to be like, hey, I'm not gonna get into this on Facebook. So he's always pretty, like, I like him, he's pretty cool and, like, rational, but, you know, I don't go to the church anymore because I'm an adult and I don't have to do shit. I don't agree with, like, what they think. Like, even that church is just pretty, you know, it's pretty cool. Anyway, he posted a status, was like, hey, you know, I'm working on a sermon, I just want to know, like, I'm going to put this on Facebook, like, what you guys think of, are there any, like, current events that concern you, like, local, national, international, like, anything, just let me know. And some people commented, were like, oh, you know, I don't really like the polarization of, like, the political parties, I think that's really shitty, and, like, that kind of thing, and, you know, oh, media deception, and it wasn't necessarily, like, partisan or, like, ridiculous.
Recently?
Yeah, this was, okay. Like, 2 days ago. So that was cool, and that was mostly people who actually went to the church. Like I said, they're all, like, young. And then all these, like, old-ass people I've never heard of before were like, oh, the homosexual marriage, why does the Supreme Court think it has more ruling than the Lord, in all caps? Like, to say who's married. I'm like, well, maybe because it doesn't fucking matter. Like, because it's not necessarily a religious thing to get married. It's like a...
Yeah. A it's official, more like taxes and yeah. all that stuff thing.
So, I don't know, just people like that. It's like, someone commented, was like, why, you know, a woman is being persecuted for her, like, you know, one mistake, you know, something she said 20 years ago, which is a lie, first of all, you know, something she said 20 years ago, then, you know, more attention is being paid to a child murderer, and I'm like, oh, wow, that's awesome. Someone's like, okay, I don't agree with you, you're bullshit about Paula Deen, but, like, that's cool, you're talking about, like, Trayvon Martin. I don't know who the fuck she was talking about, because she was like, this poor little child, she was, like, left and murdered and abandoned. Child murder is terrible. Let me just get that out. I'm not pro-child murder, but I don't... I feel like she might have been talking about, like, the Casey Anthony thing. Oh, is that a new thing?
No, there... I heard it on the news. Can't tell you shit about it, but I know I heard it on the news about, like, a kid that was abducted and murdered by a pedophile in her neighborhood.
I mean, that's fucking terrible.
Like, yeah, I know that happened recently.
But, like, there... Oh, that's interesting. I hadn't heard about that, but, like... I don't know, I feel like there's another high-profile child murder case you could talk about, but that involves a black person, so I'm sure you know, she wouldn't know anything about it. Yeah. yeah, so also, all these people talking shit about, I don't know, John Tale, is that how you say her last name? I know her first name's Rachel. The witness, like, oh, well, she has a bad attitude, and English isn't her first language. I'm like, bitch, how many languages do you speak? She speaks, like, three or four, like...
White people.
No.
Just kidding.
Thank you, white person.
Yeah, white American person. How many fucking languages do you speak?
Yeah, I can tell you. One.
American.
That's me.
American.
I speak one in, like, 0.125 of Spanish. yeah, anyway. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm just, like, ranting about things that I can't really talk about, so I'm going to stop.
So let's go into ranting things about
stuff we can't talk about the things that really don't matter that much.
Like,
from a political standpoint.
Game of Thrones.
Like Game of Thrones. Yeah, so Oberyn Martell got casted. That's interesting.
Yeah, cool that he got casted. Cool. No, congratulations to the actor that got hired for a job.
Pedro Pascal.
Who is?
Chilean-American. Yes. I, like, don't know quite how I feel about this.
Yeah, I'm gonna let Rachel take this one, because I feel like she has a lot more feelings than I do. I have a lot of feelings. And I'll just nod and, like, say, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Peter Pascal is relatively unknown. He's been in things. I saw him in something for, like, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like, he's been in things. Like, he's not, like, a big name. Like, I'd never heard of him.
Same.
So, you know, he got cast for Oberyn Martell, and, I mean, like, I don't really feel like I know that I come from a place to, like, talk about all this extensively. He said he's Chilean-American, but he's kind of, like, the press release, and they're kind of talking about him, how he's, like, he's Chilean, and, like, they're kind of making it sound like he came, like, straight from Chile. And he grew up in the States, which is, like, totally fine. That doesn't invalidate his Chilean ancestry at all. But it's kind of weird how I feel like it's being promoted that he's more, quote, diverse, end quote. You know, like, they're trying to, like, diversify the casting. I don't know how he identifies. I think it's cool. I didn't picture Oberyn Martell or any of the Martells as Latino necessarily. I pictured them.
Insert real quick. If you've not read past book 3 of Game of Thrones, we're not going to spoil anything for you. These are just characters that are coming in from the 4th book. They are the Martells, and they are described as, like, olive skinned kind of. Most of the people, like, from Dorne.
Dorne is, like, the southern kingdom of Westeros that, like, hasn't really been invested in.
Yeah, they're, like, basically, like, have very tan skin. They probably have a similar, maybe a little bit different accent because they're, like, in the south, not, you know, from the same as the people we've been seeing, like, their faux British accent a la Peter Dinklage, but, you know, British accent stuff. So they're not supposed to look the same as all of the white actors that we've been seeing.
They got their start from Essos, which is, you know, where, like, Daenerys is right now, and just another continent, from, like, the Rhoynar people. It's pretty cool. I love Dorne. They're really awesome. There's a lot more, like, gender equality than there is in the rest of Westeros. They were led over there by Nymeria, which is a queen, and she took the ships over to Dorne and then burned her ships, like, saying, like, you know, we're never going back. Like, this is our home now. Anyway, isn't that pretty cool? There's, they talk about it in, actually, it comes up in the third book, where Oberyn Martell is introduced in the last half of the third book, so splitting the season up. And Peter Dinklage talks about how there's, you know, or not Peter Dinklage. Sorry, wine.
Tyrion.
Tyrion. he talks about how there's, like, you know, three basic types of Dornish men. And there's the salty Dornishmen, which is like the nobility, and they have olive skin, black hair, the sandy Dornish, and they mostly live around the coasts. And the sandy Dornishmen, they live mostly in the deserts, and they have much darker skin. They're out in the sun a lot. They have, you know, they wear like scarves wrapped around their helmets and everything. That's really all they tell us. Sorry, everything. But, you know, they're darker-skinned people. And there's also the sandy Dornishmen who, because Dorne is connected to Westeros, there's also people, like the First Men and the Andals, who are, like, mm-hmm. apparently white people. Yeah. Also live in Dorne as well. And they burn instead of tan, you know, that kind of thing. Like, sandy-haired. So there's all kinds of people who live in Dorne. But it's important because he, you know, the author makes a point. Like, there are people who are not just plain-ass white.
Yeah.
Living in Westeros, and this is a noble family. They're very established. It's pretty cool. Like, and like I said, they have different customs. There's a very different culture in Dorne than there is from the rest.
It's cool that there are, like, people of color that he, like, specifically says, like, are in power. They, like Rachel yeah. said, are a noble family. I mean, they, of course, are not, like, black, which is another problem.
I mean, they could be. Yeah. It doesn't, you know, it doesn't really say.
But it's nice that it's not all white people.
Yeah, so, you know, they're not established. It doesn't say, like, who they are, where they would be from. They might be, you know, there's no equivalent. Like, it's fucking made-up Dragonland. They could be from Chile. They could be from, you know, India. They could be from Morocco. Like, nobody, you know, there's not an equivalent. So, anyway, but it's very established. They are people of color. They have darker skin. They have darker hair. Like, they're not, like, regular Westerosi. Not regular, but you know what I mean. They're not, like, the Westerosi that we've seen so far. Anyway, so the man that they cast for Oberyn, who's, like, he's Latino, his family's from Chile, but he's pretty light-skinned, which, you know, is fine. You can have, Latino isn't a race, it's an ethnicity. There's white, black, Asian, like, native, like, anyone can be Latino, you know?
I am. Hey, yes. And I'm, like, super pale, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, I burn. I am Mexican, I'm Latina, and, yeah, I'm white.
Yeah.
I'm real white.
She's pretty white. She's whiter than me, and I'm, like, Irish. so, like, anyone can be Latino. It doesn't mean, like, oh, I guess it's a Latino actor, we're not racist. Whatever. No, but I'm saying they are. They are. But not for this reason, necessarily. Yeah. Anyway, so...
That's a whole nother podcast.
Whole nother podcast. Anyway, so Pedro Pascal, you know, he doesn't really look like I pictured. I didn't have anyone particular in mind. I know a lot of people... Did you have anyone particular in mind, Casey?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I thought, like, I was talking to Rachel about this earlier. Like, I thought they were just going to pull, like, an unknown actor. Which he is an unknown actor.
Yeah.
But I was, you know, picturing not a Latino. Like, if you look him up, he looks kind of white. Like, if you didn't tell me he was Latino, it would not...
He's light-skinned.
It would have been, like, whatever. One of my first three guesses, but, like, he does not... He does not look... I know some people from Chile. He does not look like them.
He's
very light-skinned.
Yeah, and has, like, lighter hair.
Yeah.
Which is
fine. It's not a problem.
We're not mad about that he's Latino. I personally, like, I pictured Bianca Martel as kind of, like, South Asian, maybe Middle Eastern, North African. This is, like, what
someone
I pictured.
Someone from that area. That's what I pictured, too. Someone from around that part of the world.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, but whatever. I'm not upset because he doesn't fit my specific vision. I know a lot of people wanted, like, Oded Fehr. Fehr? What's his name? But a lot of, they'll use, like, photo sets from The Mummy, and he looks perfect, but I feel like Mummy was, like, over 10 years ago. He's probably, like, 50 now. Oberyn Martell is, like, 40-ish. A lot of people said Naveen Andrews, which I was like, no, he's supposed to have a sharp nose, and, like, it doesn't look right. And then I looked up some pictures of Naveen Andrews, and I was like, yes. He sounds like, he's supposed to be, like, super, like, sexual,
yeah, yeah.
And, like, he has the right attitude. Some people have seen...
Yeah, he's called the Viper.
The Red Viper. And he's bisexual, and he just fucks everyone, and
he has
he's super hot.
Bunch of kids.
He has, like, 8 bastard daughters who are all super awesome. So, they're all by different mothers, like...
The important thing is, like, it's okay that he was casted.
I'm not done.
You're out.
Okay, I'm just saying, with his bastard daughters, it's very important to see who they cast for them, mm-hmm. because they are all described very, very specifically of how they look, so that's going to be, like, a big thing.
Yeah.
Big thing.
We will get back into this, trust me. One more thing. Like, people are saying, like, Riz Ahmed, like, the actor-rapper. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Oh, okay. Well, people are saying him, but I think he's a little young. He could definitely be A. Martell. He could be Quentin, who is the younger brother of the awesome princess that I love. Anyway, because he's looking him up. He looks like a Martell, but I don't think he's an Oberyn. He's a little young.
Yeah, he could be like a background person.
He could be Quentin. People say Suraj Sharma for Quentin, which I'm all about.
He would be so cute, and Quentin's supposed to be, what, like 17
But Quentin's supposed to be ugly.
Oh, he is supposed
to be plain.
Ugly.
He's supposed to be plain. And maybe Suraj Sharma is adorable. His friend is, like, one of the Sandy Dornishmen. There's a Sandy Dornishman, and then there's, like, a super giant guy. I don't know if he's Sandy or Salty or...
Damn.
Or, sorry, wait, Stony. Stony Dornishmen, sorry, are the white people.
Oh, he would be so cute.
I know. I just want to watch Suraj Sharma and everything forever. I mean, no one really looks like their book description necessarily. I think Khal Drogo looks like his book description.
Oh, my God.
Daenerys looks like her book description. I was thinking about it. Lena Headey and Jamie. Sorry, Cersei and Jaime look like it. But I was just thinking, like, that's about it. You know, the older men. Casey's looking at pictures of Jason Momoa right now and, like, nodding her head.
The, oh, God. He was so hot on that day.
He.
Oh, my God.
He.
Like, that was the first time I looked at him and I was like, God damn, Jason Momoa.
God, he is a beautiful man. He's a beautiful, beautiful man.
I hate it when men are prettier than me.
He's not pretty, like, his eyebrow scar, no, and, like, anyway, can you take him off the screen? Because I'm not doing my job. Anyway, so, I mean, whatever, Martell background. Anyway, the royal family, Oberyn's part of the royal family. He has an older brother, Durand, who is actually kind of one of my favorite characters. Durand has a daughter. He's the prince. He's the oldest. He has a daughter, Arianne, a son, Quentin, and another son, Tristan, who is younger. Anyway,
remember, don't give too much away because you're trying to.
No, I'm gonna. Anyway, so they're they're specifically described as like darker skinned. Like Ariane is absolutely described as.
I always said her name Ariane. I know we always have this conversation.
Oh,
Rachel might always pronounce things differently.
You know what we're talking about. Ariane. Yeah, she has two N's.
Ariane. Yeah.
Anyway, she's specifically described as a darker skinned woman. Like, it basically comes down to like who are they gonna cast as her? Because like if they fuck it up, they're gonna fuck it up good.
They probably will.
Her mother is from Norvos, which is in Essos, which we don't know what Norvosi people look like. We don't know what their skin color is. We don't know what they look like at all, like their hair, eyes. I actually saw someone once fan cast, Melario, who's her mom, who we never seen this story. They're kind of like divorced, basically, Duran and Melario, as Gina Torres. So that's just what I see from now.
That's weird that her name, it's Melario.
Oh, well, instead
that's
of like
weird
a.
That it, yeah, that ends in an O because that's typically a masculine name.
Yeah. So, yeah, and Ario Hota is also from Norvos and he's a man. His name's just O. I don't know.
Wow. Anyway. Maybe they've got like no gender roles. That would be awesome.
Yeah, we don't know anything about
There's
them.
There's so many, like, I feel like background stories that would be awesome to get from Gurm, but he's already a fucking slow writer anyway. God.
We're taking a break for a second.
Okay.
And we're back. Okay,
hey.
So, what's up? We had to get some refills, some chips, we're good to go. anyway, so, basically, the Martells are a very, like, mixed family. All of Oberyn's, he has, like, eight, I think, bastard daughters?
So.
Eight, seven, I don't know. It's just, like, Dorne is, like, way cooler than, like, the rest of Westeros about, like, how, like, bastards, like, everyone treats Jon Snow, like, oh, you're the bastard.
Jon Snow.
But, Oberyn's paramour, they call her, like, his lover, like, long-term, like, four of his kids, his daughters are, like, through her, is a bastard. And he takes her to court, and, like, she's well-known.
Basically,
town, like,
women have, like, a lot better status.
Yeah, like, women, bachelor, like, it's just a lot more equal in Doran, which is funny, because the rest of, like, Westeros, like, really exoticizes them and, like, kind of, like, makes fun of them a little bit. Not a lot bit. So, you know, that's how it goes. Anyway, so they're cool. Oberyn's daughters, he has, was it the three older Sand Snakes?
You're the expert.
Oh, okay. I'm the expert. Anyway, like, he has... One daughter, Obara, she's,
her mom was an Old Town whore, and she has rat brown eyes, and she's not supposed to be, like, super pretty or whatever. So, like, and his other daughter, Numeria, is, what is she? Who is her mom? Her mom was a noble lady. I think she was a high tower, maybe. From Volantis. And they all look different. They all have Oberyn's eyes. And one of his daughters is blonde and blue-eyed, even though Tyene, yeah. She's a person of color, but she has blonde and blue eyes, and people are like, what? Freak out about that.
Yeah.
It's possible.
I've told Rachel earlier, there's one woman going around Tumblr that's like a fan casting of Tyene Sand, and she's like, perfect.
She's beautiful. I think her name is Jasmine Sanders. She's a model.
I hope she's good at acting.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, I need it to be her. There's another daughter that we hear about her, but I don't want to, like, give it away, but we're pretty sure, like, she's undercover someone else. She's very clearly stated to be, her mom is from the Summer Islands. Hold on a second. I want to say about Tyene. I think, her mom was a Septa, who was, like, basically, like, a nun.
Tyene.
Yes.
Oh, I know you're
from Dance with Dragons.
Yeah!
That's the theory.
I didn't even think of that.
That's the theory.
Oh, my God.
It's not sure, but it's
there
a theory.
There are so many theories. You guys need to read the books. We'll do a theory podcast.
Anyway, Cirella. Cirella, I think, is the youngest of the oldest daughters. And she's from the Summer. Her mom was from the Summer Islands, so she's clearly, like, part black. Which is just really cool. Like, everyone's like, it's like, oh, wow, you know, it's just a very diverse family. And then he has four younger daughters who are all from his Dornish lover, Ilaria. Anyway, so they're just a very diverse family. It's just very interesting. I understand they probably won't cast all eight daughters because, first of all, like, the youngest ones aren't really in the story that much. But I really want to see, like, the four oldest Sand Snakes. They're all, like, super badass. They all, like, fight different ways. They're all, like, super clever.
And they're always described as having, like, knives hidden everywhere on their person.
They all have different weapons.
Yeah.
They're very devious, and they're, like, all about revenge. The old Obara has, like, a spear, and she's, like, a badass, and she dresses in, like, men's clothes, and she's like, fuck you, I'll fuck you up. Numeria is very beautiful and sexy, and she has knives hidden everywhere. Tyene looks very innocent, and, like, but she's, like, a master of poisons, like her dad. And Cirella, it's, like, we haven't, like, really officially met her yet, but it's, like, told, you know, she's very clever, she's super smart, she's, like, kind of playing, like, a con right now. She's pretending to be somebody she's not. They're just super fucking cool, and I really want to see them, but I'm afraid, like, I don't know. Obviously, they're explicitly of mixed race, like, parentage, but yeah. I'm worried because Oberyn is now cast as someone, like, super light-skinned, like, they're all gonna be, like, super light-skinned or, like, white or something, which...
We shall see. We shall see.
You know, it's just... Like, why? why can't you just make it, like, how it's supposed to be? Like... Because
there are two white dudes in charge of the goddamn show.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, sometimes I'm sure occasionally white men do good things. I don't know. I'm sure
maybe.
It happens.
I'm not sure.
Not these white dudes.
I don't think I've heard of that happening.
I mean, you know, maybe you could have take four extras from the fucking Danny scene and maybe cast them, but, you know, whatever. We have time for brown people when it's crowd surfing, a white lady. Anyways, I'm just worried about, like, how they're going to cast the rest of the family. I don't know. It just doesn't necessarily bode well that they picked a very light-skinned man. Not that he's not going to do a good job, and I don't, it's not because, like, oh, well, he's Latino, and I pictured him as Latino, he's not okay. I pictured him as, like, you know, Middle Eastern or Indian or Pakistani or South Asian, you know. But, you know, it's okay, like, it doesn't fit in line with my specific vision, that's okay. But it's not really okay that he was described as with, like, olive, darker skin, and he's pretty light, you know? And people are like, oh, well, wait, they can darken the skin with makeup. Like, right there, you know.
What?
If they
Someone
can,
has actually said that?
Yeah, on, like, forums. If you say that, you know, his skin can be darkened, you understand that there's a problem. You do know that there are people who have darker skin naturally.
Yeah.
If you understand that he should be darker, you're
admitting
there's a
problem. They probably don't even know what black face is, either.
I don't know. Like I said, everyone's, like, freaking out over this, and it's just the first casting, but I don't know. I feel like a lot of people are holding out hope for this. So, we'll see.
Yeah. Maybe he'll end up doing an awesome job, and then we'll be like...
I'm sure he'll be great. Like, like I said, I have a lot of problems with the show. None of it is with the actors.
Yeah.
Except for fucking Mance Rayder, who has no charisma and is
not a good leader.
Like a big name actor. I'm not a fan of that. But, like, everyone else has done a fantastic job. I'm not mad at Pedro Pascal at all. Like, make that money. Like, you
do you. No, we're so mad at him. We're going to punch him in the face.
Pedro Pascal, you should have said no. No, like, absolutely. Like, if you're a, you know, you're not super, like, well-known actor, even if you are, like, you need to make money. You want to get out on, like, one of the most popular shows. Like, not mad at him. It's just, I don't know. It's just the casting practices. Like I said, I don't know enough. They haven't cast everyone.
In charge of casting.
Nina Gold, who usually does a good job. Like I said, like, all the actors I think are very well suited. I can't think of very many actors who I didn't like. Honestly, I didn't think Sean Bean was that great, but
I wonder who else
he was
is
a big name to draw. Nina Gold is the casting agent.
I wonder who else does
is involved. Yeah.
That's influencing that.
But I mean, we'll see. I don't know. We'll see. It doesn't necessarily
bode
well.
What even is supposed to happen in the next half of the season?
I think the next...
I know the big thing.
Spoilers!
Yeah, don't listen to this
Start
if you
listen.
Haven't. Yeah. Stop listening.
Stop listening.
1:10.
If you haven't listened to... If you haven't read All
Storm
of the Storm
Swords.
Swords or Feast for Crows. Well, we're definitely going to have the Purple Wedding.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
I know I say this to Rachel all the time. She's probably fucking annoyed by me saying this. But, like, Joffrey's such a good actor. I'm really looking forward to seeing how he does this. Because he is really good, but also it is going to be sad, because he's such a...
For like us.
He brings so much to the show, he does such a good job.
When, Viserys was Harry Lloyd, I was sad when he... I wasn't sad because he was a piece of shit, but he was a great actor. I wish they could have brought him back for another
role. Have not seen his audition tape, or the Hound's audition tape,
I'm
going to
watch these,
because, oh my god, like, it's an audition tape, and they already, like, have taken on that character completely, and it's just, like, ridiculous. Like, as someone who is totally bad at acting, it's just, like, crazy to see.
I want to watch that.
So good. We'll watch it after.
Okay.
I'm going to make Rachel watch.
All of the actors, like, I really can't think of one who I thought did a shitty job. Like I said, Kieran Hines, I think is his name.
The second half.
Anyway, so Purple Wedding.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
Hopefully Sansa will escape somehow.
Sansa.
Oberyn versus the Mountain.
Right. Yeah, I haven't read the third book in a while.
I don't know if they'll introduce the rest of the Dornish. I don't know if they're going to introduce the rest of the Martells.
Are they going to go into the first, I know it's like the fourth/fifth book. Are they supposed to go in
there? I'm not sure. I don't know. So that's definitely what we know. It's in the last of the third season. Hopefully Lady Stoneheart.
Oh, shit. Man, I kept reading like people talking about if they had ended the third season.
God, we talked about this.
Lady Stoneheart just like waking up, that would have been amazing.
Wait, did we talk about it?
I think we did.
Yeah.
But, of course, they fucking ended on Dany being...
Yeah.
Whatever. We already talked about this for, like,
we're fine. We're over. We're done. probably some... maybe Stannis going to the wall, because the last time he talked to Davos about it, I didn't pay that much attention. I don't know what the show verdict was reached, but he was supposed to go to the wall. Probably... I'll see Dany and in Marine, maybe. I just want to get that over with.
Her story's so fucking boring.
I really hope they get the Dornish people. I really hope they get the Martells in. But, well, depending
we'll
on who they cast.
We'll see.
let's see. What else is in? What else happens? John, Does anything happen? Arya, maybe.
Arya
and the Hound Avengers. Probably maybe Brienne will start on her quest for Sansa.
Right.
If Sansa leaves.
Yeah.
Jaime is.
Maybe we'll see Arya
sex. Casey made a really ugly face. I'm not, like, into it. I just think it's... I mean,
he was supposed to come back after Joffrey had died. And then they were supposed to have period sex on, like, his...
We'll see how that goes. Oh!
Candle.
Tyrion-Tywin showdown.
Thing. Oh, yeah, Tyrion-Tywin showdown.
Yeah.
And I was saying, maybe we'll see, like, Arya leave, like, after the whole Hound thing's over. Rather maybe, like, her story will end season four with her leaving.
That would be cool. I would be down with that.
Maisie Williams posted a really cute Vine the other day of her,
she's
like...
She's so cute.
She had got her hair cut short again for the season. Really? And it was just her, like, on the camera, like, woo! Short hair! She's so cute.
I love those children.
Is Bran do anything? No, he doesn't do anything.
Is that what
you're
thinking?
Yeah. The fifth book.
Yeah.
And no, we don't know what the fuck Rickon is doing. I don't know what.
Yeah, we still don't know book readers. He's on Skagos. Davis is supposed to go save him, and I can't wait for that. I can't fucking wait. Rickon Cannibal King. I'm so excited for that. Yeah, so that's probably what's going to happen. We'll see more. I'm sure we'll learn more in the next 9 months. So yeah, that's our Game of Thrones post. So we always have to have a post or a segment. We're going to talk for the last couple minutes about, movies that we have seen lately. And Casey
I'll
has
do
seen
my two
more first. Than me.
Yeah, I saw three this past week. I don't know what's... Okay, I told you guys already, I think that my dad does breakfast and movie. So that's pretty much what I did this past week for, like, a lot of the week is breakfast and movie. Last Sunday, I saw The Internship with my sister because we're both big Dylan O'Brien fans. He's super cute. I know he was in my, my top three list.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah, you like Dylan O'Brien.
Oh my god, I have something. Oh, keep going.
Okay. Write it down so you won't forget.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was okay. Like, I really didn't give a shit about Owen Wilson or Vince Vaughn's storylines. I just wanted to see Dylan O'Brien. And, like, I thought Max Minghella did a good job. He's super cute, and I love his accent. And, the guy who played their, like, Google advisor or whatever, Josh, I don't know how to say his last name, Brenner. Hmm. He was, like, to me, like, the perfect mix of, like, super nerdy and super cute. He wasn't, like, super cute, but it was, like, it was working for him. He made it work. In the end, he made a Game of Thrones reference, and I was like, this is awesome. But anyway, yeah, it was, I don't know, it wasn't that great. My favorite parts were with Dylan O'Brien in it, honestly. And the girl that they had casted, like, in their little Google group was really cute. She was a person of color, so that was awesome. She's a woman of color. But yeah, the whole thing was kind of, I don't know, it was kind of dumb. It was a Vince Vaughn, Owen Wilson movie. Like, what are you going to expect? They had a good message for old people, though. You can still go out there and be in the workroom.
You can still use Google.
Yeah. I know. And then I saw This Is the End the other night with my friend Laura, and, God, it was, like, that's probably the only time I'm ever going to watch that movie was when I went and saw it. It was, like, stupid. It was a total, like, dude movie, which I'm not opposed to at all. But it was just dumb, and there were so many, like, guy dude jokes. Like, some of them I was, like, cool with because they made, like, a joke about the Lakers, and I know everyone hates the Lakers, whatever. But it was just, like, crude, and, like, they had
some really... There's a lot of rape jokes.
Yeah, there was some very problematic parts with it. Definitely. And there were, like, no... Like, it was just the five or six guys or whatever stuck in, like, the apocalypse.
I really love Craig Robinson. So, like, I was thinking, like, I'm so glad he's in, like, a big movie. He's in, like, a lot of movies. He's, like, side parts.
He was funny, too. But he was funny.
I don't think I love him enough to see the movie.
Yeah, no. He actually wasn't, like, you know how, like, everyone's like, oh, black people are first to get killed off. I'm like,
didn't they make that joke?
No. He didn't get killed off.
Fucking, like, after rewatching The Office, it's like, Daryl is my top five, like, favorite characters. He's so great.
So, yeah, anyway.
Sorry.
Yeah, too many dude stuff. Too much dude stuff. There was not any major female characters. It was Emma Watson, maybe for, like, 5 minutes of the movie. Maybe.
Emma Watson, don't worry.
I like Emma Watson. I have a soft spot for her. But, yeah, it was just... It was dumb. It was... Don't pay for it.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, just don't love it.
Well, we both saw one movie, not together.
Yeah,
but
not together. I went and saw it with my 7-year-old cousin.
I saw it with my 21-year-old roommate, but she's basically a 5-year-old. Yeah, we both saw Monsters University.
Oh my god. Oh. It was so cute.
Let me just start by saying, like, Monsters, Inc. is not one of my favorite kids' movies. It's one of my legitimate, like, favorite movies, period. No qualifiers. Like, I fucking love Monsters, Inc.
I mean, think about it, like, it came out a long ass time ago.
Yeah, I was telling Courtney or I don't know, I was telling my roommate or like my boyfriend about how like I remember like that's one of the first stories I read in USA Today when it came out. There was like a big profile on it and like all the different references and how it took to make it.
Charlie Day,
wasn't it?
Yeah, in the university one. You didn't notice
that? Who was Charlie Day?
Art. He was Art.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
The entire movie?
Shit.
I was just watching. I was like, Charlie Kelly.
What?
Yeah, he was Art.
Oh my god.
You didn't know that?
No. I noticed John Krasinski as the guy in the beginning. Wow. I gotta watch it again.
I gotta watch it again. Jeez.
I'll go with you.
Please do. I got it for free. I actually got it for free. I had a,
What?
Because I had a Rio card I use a lot. I have, like, 315 credits on it, which means I spent $315 on movies, not counting the past year when I've lost it. Yeah, so, I use it to buy, like, a Fandango
ticket. I can't believe you didn't hear that.
No. I also was drinking Fireball out of a flask, so. I only drank during the previews because I really liked the actual movie.
I was just listening. Charlie Gelly.
I'm going to look up the cast list later. All right. Well, thank you, Casey.
Yeah. Anyway. It was super, super cute. I am a big, you know, I'm a big fan of kids' movies. I'm an elementary teacher, so.
So you have to be.
Yeah, it kind of has to be. But,
2001. It came out in 2001, just so you guys know.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, because I saw it. I went and saw, I remember, because we moved to, like, from Texas to South Florida, and then we went and saw Harry Potter one day. My parents let us skip school. I don't remember why, because we had just moved. So we went and saw Harry Potter, and then we were like, let's go see Monsters, Inc. So we saw Harry Potter and Monsters, Inc. all on the same day.
I thought Helen Mirren. Sorry, I'm looking at the cast list. Anyway, Helen Mirren. I knew it was
super,
one of those.
Super, super cute baby Mike Wazowski.
Oh, my God, it's the cutest. Bill Hader was in this movie? Bobby Moynihan? I knew it was familiar. Huh.
Oh, he was the one that had a,
He was, like, the claw guy?
That had a lisp. Huh. I thought that was... Oh, man, I knew that sounded... Man, there's so many people...
I knew Aubrey Plaza
was in it. And, of course, John Ratzenberger.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
Of course.
The Bottomless Snowman came back. Anyway, it was a really cute movie.
Yeah.
It was
really
cute. I mean, obviously, there was nothing, like, mysterious about it. You know, you knew what was gonna happen. Oh, they're mad, now they're friends, now they're mad again, and there's a conflict. Yeah. But, you know, I loved
cute.
It,
it's
of course.
Cute. Definitely worth... You could pay for this one. Go see it.
Yeah, I paid $1.50. I would pay $8. It was really good. What's this thing? Oh.
I love that. Okay.
When we saw...
Spoiler! Not really. Mike and Sully go to work in the mailroom at Monsters, Inc. And John Ratzenberger is, you know, always in a Pixar movie. But he's the Abominable Snowman.
He's Abominable Snowman. He's Ham from, like, Toy Story. He's I can't like remember, everything. Like, other... Yeah, he's in every Pixar movie. Yeah.
But, any, oh, he's Mac. He's the Mack truck in, Cars.
I forget that Cars ever happened.
Anyway, the Abominable Snowman is, like, at the end of this movie, and he's, like, talking to, Mike and Sully about the snow room, and he's, like...
The mail room.
Oh, yeah, snow room. The mail room, and he's, like, oh, just so you guys know, you'll get fired if you tamper with the mail, and they'll, exile
the
you.
Banishment, yeah.
Yeah. And you're, like, because, you know, like, he gets banished.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm going to watch that movie when I get home. Yeah, it was really cute. I don't really have much else to say besides this. Oh, yeah. Randall. Okay, the thing is, like, I really love Steve Buscemi. And the reason I love him is because he was Randall in Monsters, Inc. That's, like, the first thing I'd ever, like, heard or, like, seen,
I just love
quote,
that,
unquote,
where he's, like, metal band, his shirt is, like, in, was it in 30 Rock? Where he's going undercover.
Hello,
like
hello, kids.
Yeah, hello, teens. Hello, teens. And his shirt's like metal band or something. I don't know.
I just love him. Like, I can't
I
tell
too.
You
I
why.
I really like him. I do.
I have a fondness for Steve Buscemi. Anyway, so, yeah. He, like, came in, you know, he's, like, super nice and wearing glasses. Like, hi, roommate! And I remember a post on Tumblr that went around, like, right after, I guess, like, the art for Monsters University mm-hmm. came out. And it was a picture of him, like, as a college, like, you know, in glasses and all cute looking, and then, like, a picture of him in Monsters, Inc. He basically looks the same. Just, you know, he's, like, evil, and he's like, this is gonna be a dark story. It was, like, not as dark as you thought it was gonna be, but it was a little sad. Just like,
yeah.
God damn it, Randall. We could have had it all. Yeah.
I like that Roz is in there, like, real
Roz
quick.
Was yeah. in there, yeah.
Roz, I'm watching. You do a really good job.
I do a good job.
You didn't file your paperwork, Wazowski.
I didn't even notice that John Krasinski was him.
You didn't?
No.
That's only him and Aubrey Plaza, I noticed.
I didn't notice that was Aubrey Plaza.
I figured
either.
It was Helen Mirren.
Alfred Molina? Damn.
Dame Judi Dench.
He did Doc Ock in the old Spider-Man.
Yep. I know his name. I don't know who that is. Like, I've never seen him or anything. Anyway, it was a good movie. We're going to wrap it up. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
We're like, oh, voice actors.
Yeah, looking at the Wikipedia page here.
Yeah, so we're going to wrap it up. That's our show. Music
yeah.
and very, very shallow coverage of current events and very deep coverage of Game of Thrones, because clearly you know where my priorities are. I can't wait to do this in law school. Please, and Monsters, Inc.
Please, please give us suggestions of what to talk about.
Like,
tell us.
I'm sure, like, three people listen to this, and two of them are us, but, like, come on. Like,
actually, our last one had over, like, 100 listens.
What?
I'm not even joking. Yeah, on, like, the actual website. I'll tell
you how many. That's awesome.
So, like, people are listening. Come on. I don't know if it's, like, you know, how many people actually press play or that's how many really people, cool. like, get through it, but, like...
Yeah.
People listening. Sure. Like, come on. Come on.
Yeah, we're trying to try to keep it short. We're not running... Come on.
Yeah, an hour and a half, I think, is a good...
Yeah, hour, 20 minutes. You know, we'll just try to keep it shorter. You know, give us any suggestions you have. If you want us to be shorter, if you want us to, like... You know what? I will fucking read the newspaper every day for you.
Yeah, I'll go to NewYorkTimes.com.
Yes. you know, we'll have guest bloggers, which aren't going to be guest bloggers. Guest,
Collins?
Guest...
I don't know. If you guys want to Skype whatever. In, let us know.
Yeah, hey, yeah. Something. If you want a part of this, if you have something you want to talk about, like, you want to talk about it with us, let us know. We want to talk about anything. We're, like, you know, we're pretty open to suggestions.
We're down with the cool kids.
Down with cool kids. Hello, fellow teens. So, yeah, right now, we're going to talk about next week. We're going to talk about books.
Books we've been reading, suggestions, etc.
Yeah, if you guys have anything you want us to talk about, if we have read. I read really fast. I'm sure Casey does, too. So, yeah.
If you want us to read something?
Totally let us know. TV shows on hiatus, or maybe, like, what we can do while our TV shows are on hiatus, like, help us.
Or, like, recommendations of stuff you can catch up on if you haven't started on it.
Yeah.
It's on hiatus.
Yeah, might as well. So, yeah, just let us know. Yeah, please. Thank you for listening so much.
Yeah. If you've gotten this far.
If you've gotten this far, congratulations.
We love you. Let us know if you've gotten this far.
Please do. Yes. Somebody, please listen to us in the darkness. Yeah, so, okay. Well, I am done with my third glass of wine.
I'm almost done with my vodka. Oops.
I am done with my third glass of wine. So, yeah, have a great night. Thank you so much for listening.
See you later.
Bye. This has been The X Show with Rachel.
And Casey.
Bye.